Chapter 13. Owning a vehicle. Purchasing a vehicle. When an individual purchases a vehicle in Illinois, certain laws and responsibilities must be followed. Purchasing from a dealer. A dealer must follow certain laws when selling a new or used vehicle. Within 20 days of purchase, a dealer must send the following to the Secretary of State's office. Application for vehicle transaction. Properly signed certificate of title or certificate of origin. Separate payments for title, license plate fees and sales tax on the vehicle. Sales tax varies depending on the city or county where the vehicle is purchased. Purchasing from a private owner. If a vehicle is purchased or obtained from someone other than a dealer, within 20 days of ownership the Secretary of State's office must receive the following. Application for vehicle transaction. Properly signed certificate of title in the seller's name. Payment of title, license plate fees. Payment of vehicle use tax. If the selling price is less than $15,000, the tax is based in the model year of the vehicle. If the selling price is $15,000 or more, the tax is based in the selling price of the vehicle. A RUT 50 tax form must be submitted along with the correct tax payment to Illinois Department of Revenue. Purchasing out of state. If a vehicle is purchased out of state, the following items must be sent to the Secretary of State's office to obtain a certificate of title and license plates. Application for vehicle transaction. Payment of title, license plate fees. The amount is shown on the application. Certificate of origin signed by the dealer if the vehicle is new, or a properly assigned certificate of title if the vehicle is used. For both new and used vehicles, the owner also must have a bill of sale. Recent vehicle registration ID card if the owner is transferring license plates. Payment of sales or vehicle use tax. Vehicle registration and title. When a new owner registers a vehicle, he, she is providing the state with a record of that vehicle. Registration allows the owner to legally use the vehicle on Illinois roadways. To register a vehicle in Illinois, the owner must have an Illinois certificate of title. This document proves ownership. All vehicles and mobile homes must have a certificate of title whether or not they are registered. Registration fees must be paid annually. A $20 late fee is assessed on registrations renewed more than 1 month past the expiration date. Vanity, personalized plates and some other plate categories carry additional fees in addition to the following fees. Passenger vehicle and B truck, 8,000 pounds or less, $151. Motorcycle, $41. Autocycle, $71. Replacement plate, 1 plate, $6. Replacement plates, 2 plates, $9. Replacement sticker, $20. Fees are subject to legislative change. For up-to-date fee information, visit www.cyberdriveillinois.com. When the owner receives the license plates, sticker, they also receive a vehicle registration ID card that must be carried in the vehicle or with the owner when driving. License plate requirements. Illinois law requires all passenger vehicles, trucks and vans to display two plates, one on the front and one on the rear. License plate frames should not cover any of the information on the license plates. License plates covers are not allowed. Motorcycles, mopeds, trailers, semi-trailers and buses registered under apportionment provisions must display one license plate on the rear of the vehicle. Truck tractors and apportioned straight trucks must have one license plate on the front of the vehicle. When a vehicle is sold, the license plates should be removed and kept by the seller. In Illinois, license plates remain with the owner, not the vehicle. Temporary registration permit. When owner apply for registration for their vehicle, they may be issued a temporary registration permit, TRP. This permit must be displayed in the same place and manner as a rear license plate. The TRP is valid for 90 days from the issuance date, although it may be reissued if the license plates do not arrive within 90 days. Once the owner receives the license plates, the TRP should be removed and replaced with the permanent license plates. For the vehicle owner's protection, the permit should be destroyed and discarded upon removal. TRPs are available through Illinois licensed dealers, licensed remittance agencies, currency exchanges, and Secretary of State facilities. License plate renewal. As a courtesy, about 60 days before a vehicle registration expires, owner may receive a reminder postcard, an email and/or renewal notice from the Secretary of State's office. Owner may renew online at www.cyberdriveillinois.com, by mail, by visiting a Secretary of State facility, or by calling the toll-free number on the postcard and/or renewal notice. Owner also may renew at certain banks, savings and loans, currency exchanges, credit unions and remittance agencies. Owner are encouraged to immediately affix the renewal sticker to the upper right side of the rear license plate. If the owner does not immediately display the renewal sticker and the current sticker has expired, law enforcement may stop the vehicle and issue a ticket. Illinois law allows motorists to drive without an up-to-date vehicle renewal sticker displayed on their license plate provided they have a receipt in their vehicle from the Secretary of State proving they purchased a sticker online before expiration, but have not yet received it. The printed receipt is only valid as proof of registration for 30 days from the expiration of the registration sticker currently displayed on the license plate. Registration renewal for veterans. Members of the U.S. Armed Forces, serving in active duty or as a reservist, who can show proof of service in a combat mission, shall have their standard vehicle registration fee waived for the renewal period immediately following their return to the United States. Proof must be shown at the time of registration renewal. Vehicle owner who are a member of the U.S. Armed Forces serving in a non-combat capacity, a civilian employee of the armed forces or an employee of the U.S. Department of Defense serving outside the United States but are a legal resident of Illinois have 45 days from their date of return to obtain or renew the vehicle registration. Special license plates. Personalized and vanity license plates are available for passenger vehicles, second division vehicles weighing 8,000 pounds or less, motorcycles, vehicles operated by persons with disabilities, recreational vehicles, recreational trailers and antique vehicles. Applicants should allow at least 45 days from the time the order is placed to receive their license plates. Reduced fee license plates. Senior citizens and persons with disabilities who qualify for the Benefit Access Program, formerly known as Circuit Breaker tax relief through the Illinois Department on Aging, are eligible for reduced license plate fees for passenger, standard license plates and specialty license plates, and recreational vehicles. One discount per year is allowed. For more information, please call the Illinois Department on Aging at 800-252-8966 or 888-206-1327, TTY. Mandatory insurance. All vehicles operated in Illinois must be covered by liability insurance, which covers injuries or damages to other persons or their property caused by a vehicle crash. Vehicle owner are required to provide insurance information at the time of registration renewal. Once the vehicle owner signs the registration or renewal application, they affirm that the vehicle is properly insured. Some vehicle classes are required to carry higher liability coverage under other laws. The following are minimum liability insurance limits in Illinois. $25,000 for injury or death of one person in a crash. $50,000 for injury or death of more than one person in a crash. $20,000 for damage to property of another person. Evidence of liability coverage must be carried by the motorist or in the vehicle and shown to law enforcement officers upon request. Insurance companies must issue Illinois insurance cards to policyholders or provide an insurance card that can be displayed on the driver's cell phone or other electronic device. Vehicle owners should contact their insurance agent or company if they lose their insurance card or the company fails to send one. Vehicle owners should carry some other form to prove insurance coverage, such as an insurance binder, the current policy declarations page, a certificate of insurance or the last insurance payment receipt, until they receive their new card. Enforcement of the law is managed through random computer checks by the Secretary of State's office and the issuance of traffic tickets. In addition, vehicle owner must provide proof of insurance to the Secretary of State's office or the remitter when renewing their license plates. This proof of insurance can be in a paper or electronic format. Failure to carry the required insurance will result in fines, the inability to renew the vehicle registration, suspension of driving privileges and suspension of the vehicle registration until proof of insurance is obtained. Providing false information to the Secretary of State's office or a remitter for the purpose of renewing the vehicle registration may result in criminal charges and a fine. Vehicle owner who have trouble obtaining insurance should contact the Illinois Automobile Insurance Plan for assistance. Emissions testing. In compliance with the Clean Air Act, certain vehicles in various areas of Illinois must pass an Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, IEPA, emissions test in order for the Secretary of State's office to renew the vehicle's registration. Notice is provided to owners of the scheduled test month and year for their vehicles. A vehicle emissions test is required in the following counties: all of Cook, DuPage and Lake, and parts of Kane, Kendall, McHenry, Will, Madison, Monroe and St. Clair. Vehicle owners who move from the area in which testing is required must notify the Secretary of State. For more information, please call the Illinois Air Team at 844-258-9071 or visit the Illinois Air Team website at www.illinoisairteam.com. License plates and parking placards for persons with disabilities. License plates. Illinois residents with a permanent disability may obtain persons with disabilities license plates for vehicles titled in their name. An immediate family member residing in the same household may obtain two sets of plates if the qualifying person with disabilities does not own a vehicle and must rely on someone else for transportation. Corporations, school districts, limited liability companies, nursing homes, convalescent homes, and special education cooperatives transporting eligible persons may obtain these plates as well. These plates do not exempt the authorized holder from parking meter fees and time limitations at parking meters. Parking placards. Disability parking placards may be issued to any Illinois resident with a physician-certified disability. They may only be used in a vehicle if the disabled person is present and entering or exiting the vehicle while parked at a designated disabled parking space. The four types of disability parking placards are: meter-exempt permanent. This placard is issued to persons with permanent disabilities that significantly impair their ability to access a parking meter. There are specific types of disabilities that meet this qualification. The placard allows the authorized holder to park in spaces reserved for persons with disabilities, such as a mall, grocery, or retail store, and exempts the holder from parking meter fees and time limitations at meters exceeding a 30-minute time limit. Placards expire on the last day of the holder's birth month in 2022. Permanent. This placard is issued to persons with other types of permanent disabilities. The placard allows the authorized holder to park in spaces reserved for persons with disabilities such as a mall, grocery, or retail store. The placard does not exempt the holder from parking meter fees and time limitations. Placards expire on the last day of the holder's birth month in 2022. Temporary. This placard is issued to persons with a temporary disability. The placard is valid for the length of time indicated by the certifying physician, not to exceed 6 months if issued by the Secretary of State and 90 days if issued by a local municipality. The placard does not exempt the authorized holder from parking meter fees and time limitations. Organization. This placard is issued to organizations that offer free transportation to persons with disabilities. The placard allows the authorized holder to park in spaces reserved for persons with disabilities when transporting persons with disabilities. The placard does not exempt the holder from parking meter fees and time limitations. Placards expire on April 30, 2022. For more information on any of the items discussed in this chapter, visit www.cyberdriveillinois.com or call 800-252-8980.